the Hostile Zone, hosted by the infamous and dangerous and much lied about Eric A. Sinani. This is where public corruption, abuse of power, a waste and misuse of public dollars, and ultimately using your personal position for gaining power influence over others is met with extreme hostility. Otherwise, everyone else is welcome. Welcome to the Hostile Zone.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone. You're with the infamous and dangerous and in your face, lied about, but don't care about my bots. I thank you for the ratings to my bots and trolls. You're on the Hostile Zone, BBS Talk Radio. That's right, baby. You're with the infamous Eric A. Sinani, Eric Andrew Sinani, who?
Eric Sinani.
We almost forgot for a minute. Eric Sinani, you're here. In the live, the flesh, in your face, along with on-air vocalist sensational, Miss Bianca C. Let's hear it.
Hello, Bianca C. That's me.
Nice, Bianca C. That's me. We're accompanied by our awesome technician in-house, R-Dub. Say hello. You got your mic on today?
I got it on. What's going on, everybody?
R-Dub, welcome again. Welcome. Thank you for your continued assistance on the program. Also, we have in the back, way in the back, Angelo, who is not coming out. I don't know why, people, but we have a new addition, Angelo, who's been apparently beating up staff members, but we'll get into that. He's been bullying people. He's a North Jersey guy. What can I tell you?
We got
Kenny back there, who's here today. Kenny?
He is here.
Is he back there? He's eating donuts?
Say hi to the people, Kenny.
Nah, he don't want it.
Yeah, give me the finger. Okay. And we have the infamous Richard, a.k.a. Short Dick.
What's going on, everybody?
Oh, dick in the house. What's going on?
Oh, just another day.
So is Angelo beating you up too, buddy?
No, that might be a hate crime.
Right. Oh, I like that. Very nice legal analysis. Well, welcome to the Hostile Zone. You're here again. I got my squeezy. For anybody that thinks it's aggressive, I got my stress squeezy here. We have our pocketbook. The U.S. Constitution. There it is, nice and close.
Ooh.
In and out Constitution. We have my famous Abraham Lincoln quote book, which I have not used in a minute. So I might have to use that on this particular show.
You should use it. Awesome.
We have lots of hard news this hard Monday for you. But before we get into the hard news, we're going to talk about the success of our show. I want to thank you out there. To all my haters, bots, trolls, and my lovers, followers, fans, supporters, whatever else we have. You are watching the show on the platform. We are listed as a top 5% worldwide show. I ranked out of 190 plus million shows.
That's wow. Right.
Check out Listen Notes if you want to check on that further. We'll be posting to that on social media as well. We have been invited to the awards in Vegas for next year. There'll be updates on that. So moving forward with that, I want to talk about the success of this show on this network, but also the huge success of the show on our 5-night-a-week live on FM, KKTC, out of New Mexico, 99.9, True Country.
True America.
True America, baby. True America. All right. So we're here. We're back after a long weekend, long week. If you're watching us on BBS Talk Radio, if you're following the show on social media, YouTube, we've been picked up by a couple of cable providers. We're going to be providing information online about that. From some cable providers going to be airing it. And we also are available on every streaming platform, and we are now on Roku, Apple TV, Fire Stick TV, Amazon TV, I don't even know them all. And we are picked up by two local stations as well, which I have to provide the information on that, but I only recently just found out about it.
Oh, okay.
So with that said, I want to shout out to everybody who has been faithfully following the show since our inception. Our numbers have grown exponentially, and I really do appreciate that.
Yes.
Miss Bianca here appreciates that. Miss Bianca C, S-E-A, like the ocean. And there it is. If you're watching, right? You see the guppy in the... Speaking of, we should bring in Fuzzy. We have We have a new addition to our family. We have a caterpillar. You saw it, Arda.
I did see it.
The nice looking caterpillar. And he's actually excellent luck. You know where he is?
I believe he's downstairs.
But you can't go with the earpiece because you'll kill off now.
Exactly.
So, all right. Anyway, so we're going to bring him on after the break. I'm going to introduce you because I want to tell you a little story about the caterpillar. So let's, because it's an interesting story. It has some just.
So you bring in educational.
Yes, it's an educational.
So what is this? Bring your pet to
bring
to
your
work
pet to work day, right? Bring your pet to work today. Bring your so bring your chihuahua and bark to work day. All right. Shout out to the my producers over there, the Newsoms, and all the team there. You guys are great. BBS Talk Radio. What an experience. They are outstanding, top-notch people. We're talking Doug. We're talking the entire family, Doug, Don, everybody. They're just wonderful people.
Yes.
Great network. Thank you, guys. Shout out to you. Thumbs up to you guys. Okay, so moving forward with that, do you have anything you want to throw in before we get into the hard news?
Well, I just want to say to everyone, happy holidays. Merry Christmas everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Not to say we don't support Hanukkah. I don't support all your other holidays. But I went to Catholic school. I believe in Christ. I'm Catholic. I don't put down any other religions. I support everybody's religious freedoms.
Mm-hmm.
I fought for religious freedoms. So I'm using my religious and constitutionally protected freedom. Merry Christmas to my followers. You don't like me, block me. I don't care. I get ratings for it. So Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
And
happy holidays.
We will be having our Christmas special coming up. I will get more information on that. We'll be having a Christmas special with our KKPC 99.9, True Country, True America, Angel Fire. Shout out to you guys. Shout out to Mike out there who's listening right now.
Right.
Now, talk to him today. I'm waiting for my list, buddy. In your face. I want my list. All right. In your face, Mike. In your face.
Oh,
you're welcome
boy.
To your ratings. Okay. RW, you got anything you want to say to the group today?
Well, I'm just happy to be here for another week, and I hope everybody enjoys the show tonight.
I hope they do too, right? I mean, enjoy the show, right? So
yeah, we're going to have a fun show today.
We have a fun show. You know, the show is getting more exciting as we go. We got a little Christmas festivity. Oh, my fedora. My fedora. My gobbledygool.
We got gobbledygool
on the backstage. Our show has grown so much that we have a green room. We have multiple staff members. We have we're in the process of having our own union local.
Mm-hmm.
We are in with another local, but we have enough people that we are now about to have our own local. We're just working out the bylaws and logistics to that. Oh, you got a little fancy Christmas hat.
I feel like Lady Liberty in this.
Oh, and we had R-Dub back there wearing something fancy, but we'll save that for our Christmas special. Oh yeah, he was wearing this.
It's pretty funny.
I don't want to give it away for Christmas. Okay. Oh, I threw that on the microphone.
You know what's funny? It kind of looks like a karate band. Right. So it's like Miyagi.
All right. Shout out to Ralph Macchio and to the Karate Kid world and to all of the wonderful things that they've done. They've changed children's lives and changed lives. I do appreciate everything that they've done. They were a big influence on my youth. Okay, so did Dick have anything he wanted to put with
you? You know what? You should give your top hat to him.
Top hat to everybody.
Hello, sir. I love Governor.
Hello, Governor.
Have they heard your festive holiday sound?
I don't believe
we need
they
to
have.
Give it to him. That was his turkey gobble, everybody. And where do we have the yellow Governor?
One.
That was so. You need a Christmas one, buddy. Need to think of one now. You have to get that ready now.
Good to go.
All right, so does Dick have anything he wants to add to the show today? I'm going to let him say something if he wants.
Just everybody, please be safe during the holidays. I love you all so much.
Oh,
we love
so
you too,
sweet.
Dick. We love Dick. Well, not everybody.
We love Dick.
Apparently, Angel doesn't like Dick because he beats him up. And apparently, does he beat you two up, Arda? You're the one.
I assume you always make me say things.
Yeah, he does.
I had a conversation. On here, we don't have FCC so much stuff, but with the FM network, we have to be careful with our FCC stuff. But I did get much emails with regard to Angelo beating you guys up. I don't understand. I've never seen it. and we did get some footage of you guys stealing donuts, and I did see what you got. I did see what you did with a donut, Arduff. I want to give you a little tip. In our studio here, since we are a union shop, we get to utilize some studio. Arduff, he's getting a little red face here. So what did you do with a bagel and donut when you're coming out of the green room and you thought the hallway to the restroom didn't have cameras? What did you do? Oh, I'm calling him out right now, Robin. What did you do? Oh
my God. I might have went streaking.
I think you did. I think you did something with the donut hole.
We're not going to discuss that. We were playing a little bit of rip toss.
Because we don't have the severity of the live FCC stuff on the other network. But anyway, so I did get some emails.
Is that what you guys do in your
guys state? Do that?
Because I know, like in New Jersey, New York, or in Upstate, they do the pie.
Oh, American Pie, right? Was it American Pie?
Was that was my joke. Yeah.
American Pie. Did you see that movie?
Yeah, I did see that movie.
Right. Did you do that ever?
No, I didn't.
I didn't ever do nothing weird like that. But anyway, so moving forward.
Neither have I. So anyway.
Well, I hope you didn't.
No, never.
If you have doing something with a pie, you have extra equipment you shouldn't have.
Oh my God.
Okay. So okay, moving forward. I keep saying moving forward, but we never
moving forward. Let's go forward.
Angelo, I don't want to get some union violations. So if Angelo's in the back, I think he's in the production room in the back. Mm-hmm. Angelo, please don't beat up staff, because I had somebody from the union reaching out to me that there's like a union rule about beating up apprentice people. So I don't even know if it's true, but I did see R-Dub's video. So maybe it doesn't really add up to the stories of what he's saying negative about you. But
well,
anyway.
Angelo told me that it's nothing serious. It's just like play things, you know, like,
right.
You know, like in the Friends episode with Joey dating this girl, then she's
box?
Like, oh, you're so cute.
She beats him up.
Yeah. So she's like, you know, you're so cute.
But he got
and then he's like, can you stop doing that? Because like, it really hurts me. Oh, you're just trying to make me feel bad. So like, Angelo something like that. So I'm like, oh,
that's
okay.
So here we are on the show, and it's been a good experience. I've been enjoying it. I know you guys have. We got some excellent reviews and compliments. But okay, so let's do some hard news here, and then we'll get into some fun again. It's funny. I wanted to tell you on the air when we get to the Alex Jones part. Remind me to tell you what Mike told me.
Oh, okay.
All right, hard up.
Got it.
All right, so. Here we are after a week here on BBS Talk Radio and the weekend. We have some news I want to put out, some hard news commentary. There had been an Osprey, a military Osprey that had crashed about a month ago, less than a month ago, 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, something like that, off the coast of Japan. It was Osprey is the helicopter, if you're watching, and it's a plane and the propellers, rotors, they face down and become a plane, and then it becomes a helicopter.
Oh, that's cool.
Up and down. So one of those had crashed off the coast of Japan en route to Okinawa, and having served in Okinawa, shout out to my Second Street people. Anybody doesn't know what Second Street is, if you've been to Okinawa, Kadena Air Base, the air base in Okinawa, which where this Osprey was heading into, you know what it means. The Hostile Zone at bbstalkradio.com. The Hostile Zone at bbstalkradio.com. Reach out to me. We are going to be aired on the radio stations for military to hear. I've been discussing that with them. Eric at ericandrewsonati.com, the Hostile Zone at bbstalkradio.com. All of our social media, Eric A. Sonati, the Hostile Zone, Bianca C. SEA, the Hostile Zone, and the Hostile Zone fan page, as well as you can check out on BBS Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, moving forward. So that's my quote of the day. I'm moving forward.
Moving forward.
It's kind of like the Skinny Joe. Oh, remember to get the Skinny Joey.
Oh.
Good to go.
Right? Skinny Joe Merlino.
I thought
shout
it was
out to Skinny me. Joe Merlino. Shout out. There's a lot of information. You brought that up on another show about stuff. Remind me to get to that.
Your word was gabagoo.
No. But I know, but I've been saying moving forward.
Gabagoo.
But let me get back in. So this Osprey that had crashed over the weekend, military divers recovered 7 of the 8 persons. There were special operations command. It was a special operations helicopter.
Huge sacrifice.
And they had lost their life. And it's a terrible thing. 7 of the 8 members of this particular Osprey have been recovered. Divers recovered. We hope that the eight is recovered very soon. I said on our other show as well, military, we feel you. We reach out. Our heart bleeds with you on this. It really does. Being a veteran myself and many years in the military, experience of meeting a lot of people around the world, we feel your pain. We hope that the eighth person is found as soon as possible. These were special operators from Special Operations Command out of Okinawa, Kadena Air Base. That's about as far as I'm going to give information on because I don't know how much is out there on that. But anyway, seven of the eight have been found. I pray. I do. I mean that. Again, shout out to my religious belief. If you don't like it, I do pray. And I believe that we all should pray to somebody, and we should be praying for our military and these people who have lost members during this holiday season. Shout out and love for all military members deployed in hostile zones, no pun intended, contingency conflicts around the world, around the nation. Shout out to all of them, and our love is with you, our support, and thank you. I also want to say with that, you know, that we hope the eighth person is found. If you are a member of the military and you are suffering or going through tragedy, or you need something or want to talk to us, or you want any kind of help, please feel free to reach out to the show, The Hostile Zone at bbstalkradio.com, eric@ericandrewsandi.com. We would love to hear from you, help you, or whatever we can do to assist you and your family. And this goes to anybody in that world. Also, I want to give a special shout out to Newsom's family. They have a new addition to law enforcement. And shout out to that. I don't want to give too much details. You can check out their social media. BBS Talk Radio has a new member of their family with law enforcement somewhere. Congratulations to his graduation from the academy, and we wish you the best of luck in your service to your community, your nation, everybody. It's a dangerous job. We appreciate you for it. We wish you well and hope all the best. So that being said, now we're going on to additional. So with this is sort of a U.S. and a world conversation together, but it's an interesting thing. There had been some interesting stuff. They said it was right out of the movie, almost. Right out of the movies, really? In Tijuana. There was a shooting. They said literally it could have been a Hollywood scene, but unfortunately it wasn't, because some law enforcement police officers were killed, and it was disruptive to everybody. And apparently the drug cartels are extremely unhappy because allegedly some officers stole a shipment of narcotics from these people, and they went to pay retribution, whatever you want to say, to them for stealing the narcotics.
Oh.
I say, I don't know if it's corruption, that it's steal to get off the street. Was it stolen for personal gain? But I say, as an American, we have porous border situation. We have drugs flowing into our nation. Drugs are funding terrorism. They are why illegals are crossing our borders. They are killing our children, poisoning our youth. They are destroying families. Yeah. So I don't really care about drug cartels. Come and look for me in your face. Come get me if I'm pretty. We should be sending military over the border and taking you out, because you shouldn't be killing American children. This is not something that we want here. So I applaud Mexican law enforcement for stealing your drugs. I don't really care. Come for me. I'm right here. Look me up. Give me a call. The Hostile Zone, bbstalkradio.com, eric@ericandrewsandi.com. If you're a drug cartel person, give me a ring. Let's have a conversation. That's how I feel about you. You're the lowest epitome of scum on the earth, and I'm glad they stole your shipment. I hope you never find it. So anyway, I said my piece on that, because I think it's just disgusting. If you're involved in drugs, that's on you. But if you're a drug dealer bringing drugs in and killing our children, I take homage on that. I have a problem with that. I think you're a piece of crap, dirt, scum, everything I could think of that I want to think of. You're a piece of garbage.
Especially if you're trying to be
you're pillaging our youth.
Yeah, if you're trying to be a business guy and you think that this is going to be like fast money like that, That's the lowest of the lowest.
But,
if you
know,
want to do
people are
something
selling,
for fast money, do something else.
People are selling all kinds of drugs.
Then
but,
have something to destroy somebody else
or they're killing
for your
kids.
Gain.
They're sending fentanyl all over the border.
Mm-hmm.
They're you know, whatever. You know, people, I mean, I'm not promoting drugs. I mean, it's legal in a
just
lot of
say
places.
No. Just say no.
But, you know, there are ways, and, you know, it's just gotten out of hand. You know, the nonsense back in the day, and it's before my time even, but people were involved in a lot of drugs, and there were not people overdosing like they are insanely now because of the garbage that they're putting in it and the things that they're intentionally trying to hook people and whatever. Okay, just get me off on the spin-off.
And honestly, if you're people that do drugs, if you even try that drug mentally, you're only going to have that high for one day.
You're never going to be chasing it
the rest of your life. Do you really want to end your life like that and waste your time and family and breaking hearts like that just to chase that high that you'll never
you're
get?
You're never going to get it again.
It's right. Never.
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 Right?
So,
right?
Exactly.
I mean, it's terrible, right? I mean,
right.
It's sad to say, but wake up, everybody. That first thing is you're never going to feel the same again. So stop when you can. If you're starting it, just stop.
Don't even go
okay,
for it.
Don't even.
And that's what goes for anything. But I mean, I don't know. I mean, everything in life, I guess they say indulgence and you know, going too far. But you know, you never know what you have a propensity for.
Mm-hmm.
What word of the day? What you have a propensity for? Are you somebody that is going to be sucked in? I've never been that. I have a very domineering personality, but you know, I don't fall into that hole, mm-hmm. you know, alcohol and stuff like that. I've never really dabbled in the drug world, but some people have a little bit of alcohol and they become over the top and it gets them in a lot of trouble. I have a lot of things that get me in trouble, but alcohol and drugs are not one of them. This mouth right here generally is the one. The in your face kind of attitude.
And
is
if you have, if people have addictive personalities, try to.
Someone addictive, yeah.
Yeah, try to recognize what you're addicted to and put it into something positive than something negative.
Take your, another word for the day. Mm-hmm. So, RDF, we were trying to reach out to you. You're in a different age group time frame. Like, you see this craziness in your world. I mean, the drugs are just insane, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, sadly, part of my family was indulging in those kinds of situations.
Yeah. Don't say who, but do you want to give us a quick story before I move on to the next piece? If you don't want to, you don't have to.
No, I mean, I just don't
put out any details to hurt anything.
I just don't really know of what exact story.
What was it
really
that you were
say.
Indulging?
Meth.
Oh my God.
Another terrible drug. And you know what? They probably, and I don't want to say who it was. Male or female? That's all I need to know. So I say he or she.
Male.
Okay. So he probably, when he did this, was never wanting to lose teeth or to end up on the street or to end up anywhere. And he probably, a lot of times, they end up with prescriptions that have gone wrong or getting addicted to pain medication when they're hurt or whatever. And then they go further. But I mean,
half of the time, they don't even know what they took.
It's terrible. I mean, did it hurt your family?
Yes, definitely.
Does it still hurt your family?
Well, I mean, it wasn't necessarily just one person. Really? It was a few people.
Really?
Yeah.
It spreads like
so
cancer.
Sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like cancer. And then, like, misery loves company. So somebody knows that they're falling apart. And I don't know the instances of your family. I'm just talking in general knowledge base. But it ruins families. And then one person is falling into it, and they drag somebody else in with them.
It's like the domino effect.
Is that what happened, Connor?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah,
I think
definitely.
And I don't know the story. Honestly, I don't. We're here live on the show. I don't know, and I don't want to call out anybody in your family, but it does happen, and it's a very sad thing. And unfortunately,
Not only do you hurt yourself, you hurt the people.
Are they okay
that
now?
That cares about you.
Or don't tell you.
No. Well, I mean, no, I didn't lose somebody, but I mean,
it doesn't associate them, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. See, that's not terrible, and it's terrible on everybody's side. It's terrible for the family members. It's terrible for, and I say the victim, because a lot of times. People that are addicted to substances are a victim of many things that got them there, whether it be they got hurt and they got addicted to pain medications. And what's going on about the VA? We can talk about them over-prescribing, under-prescribing, taking away medications, adjusting prescription types, adjusting dosages. People get, you know,
depression.
Yeah, depression.
You know
I mean, so it's a terrible thing.
They think it's going to, like, take away of what they're thinking of and what they're feeling. But you know what? studies show that it just enhances what you're thinking.
Right.
And when you're depressed, it's going to make you more depressed. Right. It's not going to let you forget about it. It's just going to make your body feel worse. And then what happens? Like if you're ever off it and stuff, don't you start throwing up or something? Yeah. Or just right. to try to clear your body. It's a downhill road. So whoever, just try not to, you know, that's all I got to say.
The drug thing is a business, I understand. And, you know, it's an underworld that always existed. Prohibition was.
And if your buddy is trying to get you into it, if your buddy's trying to hook you up with it, that's not your friend.
No, right.
Because they want something, a cut from there.
But every substance has its ups and downs, its bad, it's positive, negative, whatever you want to call it. Prohibition in the United States was when they said alcohol was no longer. Was no longer legal, and it created an enterprise, you know, that mm-hmm. profited lots of people. So it's subject to what you have, but they also didn't target young people. They didn't target people who are weaker and open-minded and more subjective to being taken advantage of. And I think that is the internet, social media is making it much easier for these people to hook younger people. So the generational twist has changed, right? You see people, right? Yeah. They sell it online. I mean, I was watching stuff on black websites the other day, dark websites. And
what
stuff.
Happened with those commercials like that back then with the air fry? Like, yeah, you know, like cracking the egg and like, this is your brain on drugs. Right. You know what I mean? Like, people need to get reminded by that.
All right, so before, we're going to go on to another one. We're going to take a quick break. In your face, the hostile zone is always in your face. In your face, drug cartel people. Don't kill our children. Don't go anywhere. Chris and I will come looking for you.
Use your voice, somebody hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, somebody hears you. Use your voice.
Oh, hello, governor. That's right. You're with Eric A. Sonati, the Hostile Zone. Now, it's after midnight. You should be in bed, sleeping up, getting fresh for Monday night, 7 p.m. Eastern. The Hostile Zone. All right, Governor. Cheers.
Hey, I'm Eric A. Sinani. I'm the in-your-face, on-air talk show host of the syndicated show, The Hostile Zone. I'm in your neighborhood now. I'm on 99.9 True Country, KKTC. I'm with The Hostile Zone. We're going to keep it real. Commentary, the news, we're going to have a good time. Don't make me come looking for you. Be here, 9 p.m., Monday through Friday, KKTC, True Country.
Use your voice, somebody hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, somebody hears you. Use your voice.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Hostile Zone. In your face.
In your face,
folks. Sonati's in your face, people. But you know what? In a good way, because folks, I'm looking out for you. I call a spade a spade. I keep it real. I tell you what it is. You have anything you want to say, ask, reach out to me. Don't troll or bot. Don't jump on the internet. The Hostile Zone at bbstalkradio.com. The Hostile Zone at bbstalkradio.com. Eric at ericandrewsonati.com. You can love it. Eric at ericandrewsonati.com. Reach out. If you have anything you want to ask, say, or otherwise, we are open to hear anything that you have. So we're going to leave that down there for a minute. So moving back in, I lost the sound on that. I wanted to talk a little bit about, we were talking a little bit about, you know, the Mexican shootout that they said was like Hollywood worthy almost.
Oh, really?
Hollywood worthy or whatever. And it was cartels had been, you know, robbed or theft, I don't know. Or maybe just, how about drugs were seized? Anyway, so that being said, in the hard news segment, we talked about the members of the military who had lost their lives. We talked about the drug shootout in Tijuana. And, you know, with the Tijuana thing, I just want to say, this is, we don't want to get off on a whole drug segment, but you know what? Tijuana, if you don't know geographics here in the United States, which I hope you do, especially if you're on the Hostile Zone listening or watching me, then you should know that it is the border town on San Diego to the United States. California, San Diego. So it is a stone's throw from our livelihood and mm-hmm. our people and our freedoms and our sovereignty here in the United States. So this is a very relevant story because we have military that drive across that border to party, not drugs-wise party, just get when they get weekend passes and overnights and et cetera. And, you know, everything indulging within reason is okay. Not drugs, but I'm saying they're going out and hanging out. But this is something we need to pay attention to, America, because this is right at our door. It's the wolf knocking at the door.
Mm-hmm.
We need to pay attention. Okay. All right, so moving forward, we have going into some U.S. news a little bit. Actually, here's a U.S. quasi-U.S. world story. And it's a little up and down on my note for the news. But the United States is now in the process of, and you know, and what the classification levels of this, we're not going to go too deep in it, but they've updating our computer systems. I'm trying to figure out how to word this without getting myself in trouble. Our computer systems and our launch pattern process and all that for the ICBMs, the intercontinental ballistic missiles. Specifically our nuclear warheads and other intercontinental ballistic ICBMs, otherwise known as, mm-hmm. they are updating our stuff into the next century, which is about time. But at the same time, what we have, Iran, Russia, North Korea, you wish you had what we're upgrading. You wish we had what we have today, which we've had for 30, 40, 50 years. You still don't have that technology. And we're now upgrading to the next level. And you're never going to get there. So don't push that button. Don't poke the bear. That's all I'm going to say on that. So we're updating the United States is updating the systems and the silos that these missiles are maintained. The weapons systems, the data processing and the communications and everything to update it to the next century, as they would say. Mm. This is a good thing, I guess. You know, it's a tough job to be the person in those silos working these places. But I guess now when we update, they update these systems, they have to be paying attention to cyber warfare and people hacking in. I guess, remember back in the day, they were talking about that Y2K thing.
Mm-hmm.
And people worried about the from 99 to 2000, if we were going to have nukes launched across the world.
Right.
The computer systems are very important, and the data processing and communications are important. So we do have to be paying attention to cyber terrorism and things of that nature. But good luck to the military in this process, and I hope that we never need to use them. I hope that we never need to deliver a payload to any of these countries that we shouted out. We never want to deliver a payload to you. So don't push the button, poke the bear. Don't do stupid things that force us to have to do that. We don't want to do that. We don't want to see anybody killed, hurt, injured. I think nukes are a good thing in the sense of it allows people to know I have, you have, they have. You push the button, everybody goes down. So maybe then you don't push the button. But then you have terrorists that push, poke the bear anyway,
right.
And they do dumb things. Really? And then people are forced to do things we don't want to do. So getting past that, so yes, the United States is upgrading our silos and the processes in which they deploy ICBMs, so that's a good thing. Okay, if you want any further information on that, we'll be dumping links in our social media, et cetera, on that. All right, so over the weekend, there was some serious weather anomalies and tornadoes, et cetera, in the central part of Tennessee. And, you know, our hearts go out to the families who lost people in Tennessee. There was some terrible weather anomalies there, tornadoes and hail, excessive wind, et cetera. So much to the effect that they said a church was completely demolished mobile homes were stacked on top of each other from the wind picking them up and putting them up. People lost their lives. Our hearts go out to you. Anything we can do for your community, if you're hearing us on our syndication, reach out to the show, The Hostile Zone at bbstalkradio.com, eric@ericandrewsonati.com. If we can help you with raise money or anything in your community, we would love to do that. Okay, moving forward on the news. In Nebraska, a Catholic priest was found murdered in the rectory. Yeah. In the Catholic Church, if you, I'm a Catholic school guy, went to Catholic school. I talk about it all the time. I'm quite proud of that upbringing. So in the Catholic Church, those of you that don't know how a Catholic campus works, you have the rectory where the priests live, and you have the convent where the nuns live, mm-hmm. even though that's a smaller number as years have gone on, there's less nuns coming into the system, but the nuns live in a convent, the priests live in a rectory.
Right.
And, at 5 a.m., the 911 received a call that somebody had infiltrated and broke into the church, specifically the rectory. And when law enforcement arrived on scene, they found that the priest had been stabbed and was on the ground bleeding. And
no way.
That the person who perpetrated the event or allegedly perpetrated the event was still in the building. And they did get this individual. Person is in county jail at this time. Unfortunately, the Catholic priest passed away after they brought him to a local area hospital, medical center, and he passed away. So our hearts go out to you, your family, your parish, and everybody. We do feel very terrible that that happened. Interestingly enough, I hate to bring up negativity on a person. As you know, it's always done to me, so I don't want to be the person to do that, but I want to set the story straight on this. This particular priest, and I'm not putting names of the either side out there, but this priest had an experience back, I think, in 2007, where mm-hmm. they had been arrested and charged, and I believe it's like guilty or for embezzling like $156,000.
Wow, that's a lot.
Right. At the time, he was... I guess maybe the chancellor to the Archdiocese of Omaha, maybe something like that. Don't bot me and quote me. I don't have all the details in front of me, but I'm just saying I'm talking about this case that happened to him in 2007 because it was brought back into public. Let me tell you what happened. Mm-hmm. So back in 2007, he had this case. He apparently pled guilty or made a deal. I don't know the incidentals, but he did some probation time, some restitution, et cetera. The church brought him back as a priest again.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Because it was not a violent crime. They said, they were quoted saying he had asked for forgiveness. He paid restitution, went for penance, the whole thing. They did not believe it was a problem. They moved him to another parish, you know, to keep, you know, just because of what happened, people knew. Everybody knew anyway. But the reason this came back into light, and I don't want to beat a dead man down, and I'm not. Please don't think that that's what I'm doing. They brought this back in because they wanted to make sure that people, since they knew that this happened, they wanted to make sure that people knew that they don't believe that this situation where he got stabbed and was killed, that this was not related to that.
Oh, okay.
This happened in 07 that he was that this case happened. And I don't even know how guilty he was or wasn't, whether he took a deal, because so many people take plea deals nowadays because they don't have the finances or it's just easier to plea deal, whether it be in civil or criminal court. They just make a plea, you know, just to get the case over with. So I believe the church felt that maybe it wasn't as serious as law enforcement did charging him because they brought him back to the judge. So yeah, I wanted to bring that up because I don't like to beat down somebody, especially when they're dead, but I don't like to bring up anything that anybody's done because it's not relevant to this situation.
Right.
But
right.
Somebody did in the news. So law enforcement said that they don't believe everybody.
Okay.
So our hearts go out to all of the people involved in this. I believe the individual who was ultimately charged with this case is now in county jail, and there was attempts to reach his attorney, but there was no comment. Okay. Going forward, I like this one. Remind me to get back into this one in a second, R-Dub over there. So Elon Musk, who, if anybody doesn't know, then you're crazy. You should know who he is. He now owns Twitter, known as X now. And Alex Jones, who so many people love to hate, I have experience with that. So many people love to hate him. He was silenced from Twitter. Now Elon Musk has it. It's now known as X, but people still refer to it as Twitter.
Mm.
But he was silenced from the platform, and they put out a poll. Was it a poll, Arda? Was it a poll?
Yes.
They put out a poll and asking, should Elon Musk put it out on Twitter or X, should he be brought back onto the platform? And, you know, we have a First Amendment free speech, as I said in the beginning, freedom of religion, freedom of speech. Whether you like Alex Jones or not, he has a right to open his mouth and say what he wants, as long as he's not, you know, quote unquote, shouting fire in a theater. So 2 million, right? 2 million?
Just about
2 million people voted in this poll whether to bring him back, and 70% said put him back on Twitter or on X. So Elon said, what was his quote?
He said, the people have spoken.
The people have spoken. And now Mr. Alex Jones is now available again on Twitter, or X as it's known, and you can read his tweets. So welcome to the platform. I just recently got a platform page for me and the show. So welcome to the platform. I'm new to the platform myself, but welcome back, Mr. Jones. And we would like to, follow each other. Feel free. Let's do it.
Well, so, I think that's fair. You know, like yeah. I think the people have spoken. So that's fair to me.
Listen, everybody has a right to their opinion. Mm-hmm. I know that he said some just colorful things to some people, and whether you like it or not, he presents an opinion, and you know, everybody had a saying on opinions. Everybody has one. Nobody wants to hear from it. You know, the bodily part I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Your butthole has one. Everybody has an opinion. Everybody has a butthole. You can have it. Nobody wants to hear from it. Okay, there it is, but you have one. So he put his opinion out there. Some people may want to hear it. Some people don't. He has a right to have his butthole, have his opinion. So shout out to you, Mr. Alex Jones. Welcome back. I know that his attorney on his civil case had some interesting situations with turning over documents that may have been privileged.
So
I've been following that, actually.
Really?
And yeah. So, okay, so we're going to take a short break. Don't go anywhere. The Hostile Zone has some more stuff for you. Don't make me in your face come looking for you.
Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice.
Eric A. Sinati, Hostile Zone. Always hostile, but not so hostile tonight. Because look at this. Look at this. Come in close. Look at this. Look at this. Turn around here. Look at these people. Look at this. Look at these people. There's more. Come with me. Come with me. Come with me. More people. Come with me more. More people. This is the problem. The Hostile Zone is willing to tell you this is a tragedy in the world. This should not be happening in modern America, in the modern world. In 2023, this should not be happening. This is a travesty, it's a disgrace. My heart from the Hostile Zone and Eric A. Sinati's heart, unhostile, goes to the families of all of these people and everybody that's touched by this, because it's disgusting. Come Monday night, the Hostile Zone, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Hostile Zone. Check me out. Come to the show. This is what we talk about on the show. We talk about the real issues. No holds barred. Call a spade a spade. I'm hostile to people that take people and do things like this. Monday night, 7 p.m.
Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice.
Welcome back. In your face, welcome back. The naughty says, thank you for coming back. So we're about to move into one last piece, and then we have a special guest on the show here. Last final piece of what I wanted to put out was this week, NYPD, New York City Police Department, has put out there that people have been moving into New York for the famous SantaCon. The bar pub crawl. People came in for the famous SantaCon. It's $15 for people to participate in it, and they wanted to warn that open container laws still apply, and that don't walk around with open containers. Drink responsibly. It's $15, and the money goes to charity. So what's our guest here?
Savannah, right? No.
Savannah, we can take a cup, which I had a great time with.
Yeah.
So show that to what do we got here? Bring that into the camera.
I have a little caterpillar called Woodley Bear.
Bring him in close. Bring him in close.
I don't know if you could see it.
He's a woolly bear.
Woolly bear.
Woolly bear caterpillar.
It's super cute.
And he wandered his way outside the show's studio, which was kind of interesting.
Cute. They say it's good luck.
They say it's good luck. I wanted to talk about that because we're going to be keeping him. We did all of our looking. The show is going to keep him because he's not a protected species. He is a woolly, W-O-O-L-L-Y or
W-O-O-L-L-Y
bear caterpillar. He is one. There's a teacher's guide on how to take care of them. And we're going to be following him through his process in becoming a beautiful tiger moth, which is very beautiful. Don't confuse moth for the ugly thing that eats your clothes in the closet. Actually has a lot of spots, and it is good luck to find them because there's a lot of people that say spiritually, wait, the angle, direction you find them. We'll get more into detail on that, but we wanted to introduce you to a new member of the camp. Oh, he's wiggling his head around. He's wiggling his head around. Get a couple close. He's wiggling his head. Say hi to the camera. Come on. There we go. There he is. You don't want to fall. So, yes, anybody out there, bots and haters, he's looking over hand. This is safe to take care of. We have all the directions and information. We named him Fuzzy. He's now a member of the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuzzy the caterpillar.
What do we got on time, Arda? Throw me a finger up. How many we got? How much time? Five? Okay. Miss Bianca, did you have something you wanted to talk about the Mariah Carey? You said.
Well, yeah.
Something?
Close to the holidays since it's close to Christmas season. Uh-huh. Well, in New York, Manhattan, and Madison Square Garden, the past Saturday, Mariah Carey had a concert in Madison Square Garden.
And she's the Christmas person.
Oh, right? Yeah. She's like,
you got a quick, like, 1 second line from her singing? A quick 1 second liner.
All I want for Christmas is you.
There you go. Wonderful. All right. So tell your story.
So she had a surprise. And the song "Oh Santa," she said, she said, "Everybody, I have a guest star with me," and she ended up bringing Jennifer Hudson.
Jennifer Hudson, right, big time, right.
And Ariana Grande. I love them all equally. They are like
and
top notch.
You did see the video because you did show the video. Larga, we watched it all. That group watched it.
Yeah, yep. I felt like it was
the high note.
Yeah, I felt like it was like super dream girls. Over there.
Paying attention because you know we're going to be having our Christmas special soon, and reach out to us if you want to hear Miss Bianca C sing a Christmas song. But we will be doing that. So that was a good. I heard Mariah hit those notes really nice.
Yeah. There was a while back that she couldn't hit them for a while.
Yeah, she had like a nose issue for a while.
Yes.
Not a cosmetic issue for bots and trolls out there. She had a problem with her nose, but she got it back.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be the end of her high notes.
Yeah, because she hits those notes on nobody. Right.
Oh my God. Like without high notes, it wouldn't be Mariah Carey, the infamous diva. But I'm so glad that she ended up getting her voice back and it's better than ever.
Right.
I mean,
she sounded wonderful. She hit the
notes. Yeah, she was right harmonizing that high note with Ariana Grande, that's pretty hard. Like two high notes and harmonizing that well above octave. Wow.
And then I saw that I did see the one clip where Jennifer Hudson leaned over to her and wanted her to hit the real high note at the end.
Buzzy's like actually like being active. Right.
You gotta post some pictures of Fuzzy.
Yeah, and I love their outfits. Jennifer Hudson was wearing like a black sequin dress, and then Mariah Carey in the middle. She was wearing a beautiful silver dress, and Ariana Grande, she was wearing an off-the-shoulder red dress. It was super cute, like a short like bell dress. It was really cute.
Right.
And
time check.
That's all the news that I have for
entertainment. I don't want to kill you on the
news. That's all the news I have for entertainment.
But entertainment news, but it was good Christmas holiday news.
Yeah.
I like it.
I mean, it's always good for some.
Well, you said she did a harmonizing with her daughter, right?
Yeah, she did. Lastly but least, Mariah Carey had a harmonizing singing. What was I born? Oh, I forget the song. But she was harmonizing with her daughter. Yeah, Christ is born on this day. and with her daughter Marilyn Monroe. Her name is Monroe Carey.
Nice.
And she's 12 years old.
Fan of Meryl.
Of course. Oh, yeah, hello. Like me and Mariah Carey always have something in common.
Shout out. Yep.
So it was pretty sweet that mother and daughter were singing together. So right. You never know. She might be the next it coming singer. So right. Stay tuned for that. Right. I'm already a fan.
I totally hear of it. And I think that that's a wonderful thing. And I think that a lot of these talents are passed generationally to people, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So I wanted to get to a point. We got two minutes. When do we need to go out on the song? Let me know. Just point to me when it's time to kill. So I wanted to go back to, we talked about Fuzzy, but I wanted to mention, because we brought up Alex Jones, but I got some people were saying R-Dub that they like the show. in our, especially our five night a week show, primetime, and they did compare a lot of the show to Alex Jones in a way, and I liked that, but I also am not, I like to be shock value, but I also want to be your humble news commentary person that will give you enlightening news, commentary, opinion with shock value. So I like that, but I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I do believe that the government plays a lot of games. I do believe that. But I was kind of interested that they did have me, that somebody did compare the show to that, especially since he did get a set, because I did get the, okay, I did get the when they said, oh, Alex Jones, I got a little, like, I'm like, not, no, Alex, don't get me any, but, you know, I was like, oh, I don't know if I really want to be lumped into conspiracy theorists. But then I was reminded by the same producer that he did get 70% on Twitter X to come back. So, all right. So we thank you for being with us. And with that said, we're going to move into, are we doing, she's going to do the, on the, yeah, I forgot how it's going to go. But there's so many formats of the show now, I get confused. Miss Bianca C is going to close us out. I thank you for the hostile zone. Say goodnight to the crowd.
Good night, everyone. Miss Bianca C, happy, close us Merry out. Christmas That's and wonderful. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Come back. The hostile zone. At bbstalkradio.com. Stay tuned tonight. If you want to listen to the show, we have our show on KKTC 99.9, True Country,
True America,
on an Angel Fire Network. You can look for it, 99.9, KKTC, True Country. We're going out. We're passing it on. The mic, Miss Bianca C, take us out with honor, pride, and patriotism.
Oh, say, can you see? By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the boat bursting in air, get proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say the Star Spangled Banner red way for the land of the free and the home of the brave. Use your voice, tonight he hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, tonight he hears you. Use your voice.
Thank you for listening to The Hostile Zone, because in Sinatra's zone, I hear everything, everywhere. For everyone else, see you next Monday for more outrageous talk, where we pull back the curtain and hold no punches. From me to you, have a great week. And remember, everyone, treat others kind, treat your family kinder, and always love our country.